Let's figure out one more thing about it. How long have you been doing? You started the radio theater thing last year, didn't you?
No, this is actually a new company that we formed. It's a community theater group at Spark Central, and we are forming it to perform in the tradition of live radio theater, as it was done in the 30s and 40s.
Right, and I see about a 60-year span of ages here in the room. We won't get specific about that. But and so you just kind of put it out to the community, and people showed up to do this?
Absolutely, and we got an excellent response, and our cast for this production is a wonderful group of people coming from all over the city, and all different ages and interests, and it's quite exciting.
So we got about 10 people in the room right now, and the work that you're doing for your radio theater debut is?
We are performing Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson.
Now, what form of Treasure Island? Are you reading the whole book?
Well, oh my goodness. Well, that would take a while. That would be a challenge. But no, it's an adaptation for radio theater. And so it doesn't go for more than about 55 minutes or 60 minutes.
In the classic radio theater way.
Yes.
Okay, well, we have everybody clustered around, and so as long as we get all the buttons here done just right, why don't we launch into your demo of how this, of a sense of the radio theater of Treasure Island. Here you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your announcer speaking for Spark Central Radio Theater. Tomorrow evening, we bring you a classic tale of adventure and daring do on the high seas, a beloved tale of pirates.
15 men on a dead man's chest, yo-ho-ho, and a bottle of rum.
Secret maps and buried treasure.
Hey, over there, come quick.
Tall tree, spyglass shoulder, bearing a point to the north-northeast, Skeleton Island.
A skeleton be God.
It's a pointer. We be getting close. This is one of Flint's jokes, and no mistake. Alone he killed him, every man. And this one he hauled up here and lay down as the compass. Yes.
And revenge.
It's in me old sea chest, Jim. The thing they're after. I was old Flint's first mate. I'm the only one as knows the place he buried it. He gave it me at Savannah when he lay a-dying.
What's the black spot, Captain?
A summons from old Flint's crew. And them as gets it, Jim, is lucky when they're dead.
Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson. Join us for an evening of swashbuckling intrigue with a cast of the bloodthirstiest pirates you'll ever see.
Hey, Bill, you knows me. You knows an old shipmate, Bill, surely.
Hold out your hand, Bill. Here's a little bit of paper for you, Bill Bones.
The black spot.
I'll skewer you, gizzard.
You'll be feeding the fishes.
Ow!
Jim, I think I'm going to faint. And me, a poor widow woman, oh.
You dogs, are you giving up now? You'd be rich as kings if you could find the chart.
Darby McGraw, fetch after the run.
Treasure Island. Follow the adventures of our young hero, Jim Hawkins, as he and the brave crew of the Hispaniola pursue the wicked pirate, Long John Silver, in a race to see who can find the massive treasure hoard of old Captain Flint.
I'm not such a fool, but there's a thing or two I have to tell you. Here you are, in a bad way, ship lost, treasure lost, men lost, and if you want to know who did it, it was I! I no more fear you than I fear a fly!
I'll speak plain. I don't like it. I don't like this cruise. I don't like the men. I don't like my officers. That's short and sweet.
One more drink of rum and the world will be rid of a very dirty scoundrel.
Ah, well, Captain Smollett, we want your chart. Give us the chart, and I'll give you my word of honor to clap you somewhere safe ashore.
Pieces of eight.
Treasure Island. Come set sail with us tomorrow night at Spark Central on Summit Parkway in Kendall Yards at 7:30 p.m.
Woo! Admission is free!
Pieces of eight.
There we go. There's the piece created for radio by the. Do you have a name for your group?
They're the Spark Central Radio Theater.
The Spark Central Radio Theater and Spark Central, which is in Kendall Yards, and so of the 10 of you here, is that everybody that will, or are there some others that?
There's some others that they're just not really here today.
No, you have to be close to a microphone.
There are others.
Yeah.
Jim yeah, Hawkins, what? Who else is?
Well, there's at least two more people.
Okay, and then did you all get cast to certain characters, or do some of you do several characters, or how does that work? Anybody want to talk about
that
one?
Well, I do the two, the pirate, Black Dog, and the parrot.
Okay.
And I do two pirates, plus one other line.
And, yeah, most of us just, there weren't many of us that weren't.
Sawyer's a little nervous.
Yeah. But anyways, there wasn't a lot of people that showed up, so we had to have more people to get more roles.
Yeah, but that's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
To be a couple different people.
We can have more perspectives and more accents of the characters.
Sure. Yeah, a good one there, especially about the accents. Back to you, Mark.
Yes.
Who put it together? Do you kind of do the training just within the actual work? That when somebody starts to read a thing, then you suggest a different way to read it or an accent?
Yes. Well, yeah. The nice thing about this type of performance, of course, is that because it's radio theater, we're not hindered a lot by the other aspects of theater, such as costuming, memorizing lines, staging, blocking, all of these
things.
Or
even if you look the part.
And absolutely, yes. I always like to remind everyone that Bart Simpson is a 62-year-old woman, so I encourage people to, in the casting of it, to try roles that don't necessarily align to gender or age or type or anything like that. And we have people in the cast who are doing that, and I think that's a lot of fun.
And what's your own background within this?
I come from a theater background and an education background as well. I studied to be an actor at one time in my life myself, and the radio theater interest began for me in, of all places, in Taipei, Taiwan, where I was part of a radio theater group doing a very, very similar thing that we're doing right now. And I've always enjoyed voice acting myself, so that's something that I take a lot of pleasure in.
And you talk about the sound effects aspects of doing this.
Yes, the sound effects are actually the thing that makes the live version a lot more interesting, because without the sound effects, you're basically coming to watch actors read from a script standing in front of you with no costuming. So the sound effects are the intriguing part of radio theater, because the art of good sound effects is to create in the mind of the listener an image of the actual objects that are being used. So, for example, the sword fight, finding the right pieces of metal that sound like a sword. And what else do we have? What other sound effects do we have that are interesting?
Lots. One of our gals that's not here today brought this wonderful drum. It's called a sea drum. And you just tip it and it sounds like the ocean waves.
It sounds like ocean waves, too.
Beautiful.
And what we're going to do, something a little bit different, too, with our audience, is we're going to invite them to be part of the sound effects by vocalizing really large things like frightened seagulls and
gunshots
and cannons and big ocean waves. So that'll be fun for everybody.
Spark Central Radio Theater making their debut tomorrow night at Spark Central, which is in Kendall Yards, which I presume is a known quantity. Kendall Yards is that new development that's just immediately north of the Spokane River and just immediately west of Monroe Street. And Monroe Street also might be closed tomorrow, or the Monroe Bridge, or is it's not closed tomorrow. Okay, sometime. They're doing a lot of work there, and there are some days that Monroe Street's closed, but not tomorrow, we hope. Okay, good. Okay, well, thank you, everybody, for coming in and giving us a sense of this, and have a great seafaring time.
Arr.
Perfect, okay.